Secvențe, o emisiune cu muzici electronice fine prezentată de Victor Popescu, a.k.a. Mathematics, și susținută de Fashion House, 10 de magazine outlet cu reduceri în fiecare zi. Fashion House.
Bună seara și bine v-am regăsit! Emisiunea din această seară este dedicată lui Arovain, pe numele lui Uwe Zahn. Este un artist în mare parte berlinez, acum s-a mutat în Halle din 2018. Este o mare onoare pentru mine ca să l-am invitat în această seară în emisiune, pentru că a acceptat să-mi acorde un interviu, eu fiind un fan înrăit Arovain. Consider că muzica lui poate fi catalogată ca fiind atemporală. Dar, înainte de interviu, haide să ascultăm o piesă de pe albumul Tides. Este vorba de piesa 11th.
I'm not afraid to die.
Hello, Uwe, and thank you so much for your time. It's such an honor for me to have you on the show. You've been making music since the early 2000s. Can you tell us how you first became interested in electronic music and what motivated you to pursue this career?
Hi, Victor. Pleasure is on my side. Back in the early 80s, I began to record sounds with a cassette recorder and a Casio keyboard. I listened to electronic pop music produced in Japan, YMO, Ryuichi Sakamoto, electronic ambient, new wave and new romantic from the UK, Eno, Ultrafox, Visage, and avant-garde minimal music from the USA, Laurie Anderson, The Residents, Steve Reich, Philip Glass. I've bought a lot of Klaus Schulze LPs from my pocket money and was absolutely fascinated by one of the big synths Klaus used, like the Moog 3C, the Big Moog. The pictures in a booklet of the LPX of that monster are impressive. As a teenager, I dreamed of a big studio, like a control center of a spaceship. But in addition to the technology, I was more enthusiastic and motivated in sound research. From the beginning, the driving force behind making music was unusual sounds, and it has remained that way to this day.
Your early work, especially in albums like Atoll Scrap and Tides, has a very specific sound. It's intricate and atmospheric, with a lot of texture. What were some of the key influences or artists that shaped your sound during this time?
The sound of the electric guitar played by Christian Kleine and jazz hip-hop vinyls was the starting point for Tides. We met each other in Berlin for sampling sessions and to record Christian's guitar impros. I had a very clear idea of the sound and the elements for the Tides album, combined with some field recordings that I recorded in France. That was the foundation for the production. Atoll Scrap was heavily influenced by the city and the people of Berlin. I moved to Berlin after the wall came down, and it was a very special and intense experience with a spirit of optimism and the afterglow of dissolved GDR. At that time, breakbeats were being played in many clubs in the city, and I was dancing almost every night. These breakbeats found their way onto the album, implemented with a hardware sequencer, the Yamaha QY700. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your music is known for its lush textures and organic sounding elements. Can you describe your process for creating soundscapes and how you balance the organic and electronic elements in your compositions?
When I look at my work in the studio, there is no beginning and no end in sound research. What I mean by this is that improvisation with sounds is a constant process. I usually start with one or two sounds, which can be synth-generated sounds or field recordings. I let myself be guided by the texture of the sounds and incorporate layers of effects one by one, render that process to audio, and so on. A large sound collection has accumulated over the years. Sometimes I feel like I'm digging into old layers of earth and artifacts from the past come to light.
You've continued to release music over the years, with your most recent album, Dry Foreman, being another beautiful addition to your discography. How has your sound changed since your early work?
My sound research keeps pushing me further. I never focus on any music categories, but rather what interests me. The beats have disappeared from my music. That's what the sound itself represents. The texture, the structure. Reduction is a key word for me. Minimalism and the balance between silence and sound.
The last track from the 2004 album Lilies is called Goodbye Forever. And after that, you had a very long pause. Can you tell me the story behind that decision?
It was a time for me to take a step back. I continued to produce music, but I didn't release anything anymore. It was a time for me to think about music and art, to give myself space for new ideas, to collect impressions, to relax.
With the rapid advancements in technology, there are new tools emerging for electronic musicians. Are there any new technologies or software that you're particularly excited about? Or do you prefer to stick with the tools that have worked for you in the past?
After a couple of iterations in the studio purchasing equipment that I sold, I'm at a point where I know my equipment inside out and can therefore implement my ideas excellently and quickly. Of course, there is new hardware and software I'm interested in, but I think the musical idea is more important than the latest and greatest equipment.
You've been part of the electronic music scene for quite a while. For younger or aspiring artists who look up to you, what advice would you give them as they navigate the challenges of creating and releasing music today?
Believe in yourself. Stick to your ideas and don't let others influence you. Except the people you blindly trust. I think that's the best you can do.
Secvențe, o emisiune cu muzici electronice fine prezentată de Victor Popescu, a.k.a. Mathmatrix, și susținută de Fashion House, 10 de magazine outlet cu reduceri în fiecare zi. Fashion
House. Looking ahead, what's next for you in terms of musical direction? Do you have any upcoming projects or new directions you'd like to explore in the near future?
I'm always working on new ideas and projects. In addition to my work in sound design for various companies, I'm planning some new productions for the coming year, an LP, an EP. I'm thinking about different concepts, ideas, a digital release with 50 tracks, each a minute long, or a piece 50 minutes long. Something like that. I let myself be surprised.
Thank you so much for this interview, Uwe. You will always be one of my musical heroes.
Frecvențe, o emisiune cu muzici electronice fine prezentată de Victor Popescu, a.k.a. Mathmatrix, și susținută de Fashion House, 10 de magazine outlet cu reduceri în fiecare zi. Fashion
House. Înainte ați ascultat de pe albumul Tides al lui Arovain piesa The Storm și apoi piesa care deschide albumul din 2004 Lilies, 10 Hours. Iar acum ascultăm de pe același album Lilies piesa Cry Osaka Cry. Iar acum, din 2022, Arovain a colaborat cu Taylor Dupri pentru a scoate un album. Ascultăm piesa Skull Ghost.
Secvențe, o emisiune cu muzici electronice fine prezentată de Victor Popescu, a.k.a. Mathmatrix, și susținută de Fashion House. Zeci de magazine outlet cu reduceri în fiecare zi. Fashion House.
Thank you.
Ați ascultat de pe ultimul album Arovain, care se numește Dry for Men, este din 2023, piesa Auserwelt, iar apoi piesa Servo de pe albumul Polimer din același an. În încheiere, vă mulțumesc foarte mult că ați ascultat emisiunea și ultima piesă este, cu mândrie o spun, un remix făcut de Arovain la o piesă de-a mea care se numește Dark Energy din 2019. La revedere! Thank you.